This is Robert, LionEye.com. In case you've forgotten, that's a LionEye.com, not a LionEye.com. It's a LionEye.com, not a LionEye, a LionEye. Just finished watching the first spring practice for LionEye football. Here's some thoughts off the top of my head. I didn't make myself any notes, so I'm just going to wing this. overall, indoors, it's kind of cold and little flurries in Champaign. So the practice was held indoors. Overall, kind of felt like Rantoul last year, very spirited, very vocal coaches, Vic Koning throwing his hat, and Paul Petrino throwing his hat, lots of hats flying. I guess I'll start with position changes. Some probably have been printed somewhere here or there, or been talked about on Illini football message boards and such. Craig Wilson to defensive tackle. I'll try and list them and then kind of go through what I thought about them. Craig Wilson was at defensive tackle. Fritz Rock was at safety last year and is at wide receiver, at least today he was. Justin Lattimore was working out with the wide receivers instead of working out with the tight ends. So, again, they sometimes do this in the spring and or in Rantoul, and then people move back. So I don't know if they can be known as full position switches, but people were moving around pretty good. The biggest probably being Craig Wilson. He was a backup. He was our third offensive tackle last year. Excuse me. Now he's defensive tackle. I got a chance to speak with him after practice. He's basically playing the where Akeem Spence was last year, kind of more the nose guard one technique defensive tackle, and then Akeem Spence has moved over to Corey Legit's position. So that was at least the first string defensive line or defensive tackles was Wilson and Akeem Spence with Buchanan at Bandit and Whitney Merciless at defensive end. Offensive line, Corey Lewis was there, but had a big brace on his knee. I guess he's being held out for the spring after supposedly re-injuring his knee. So first string, they rotated between Michael Heights, who was lined up at first with the first string, and then, time to butcher his name for the first time, Simon Svijanovic. They rotated them back and forth at that strong side tackle where Ryan Palmer was last year. Other than that, offensive line looked the same. It was Cornell and Thornton at the guards, Posick at center, and Jeff Allen at the weak side or left tackle. other than that, I can't think. There's a couple more position changes that aren't coming to my mind. How did Wilson look at defensive tackle? It's hard to say. They were just in shorts today. So they're doing 7-on-7, 11-on-11, so the linemen are hitting fairly good, although it's more take your guy and turn him or make sure you pick up the right guy. They're not really completely getting after it. So I think it'll take time to tell how Wilson would look. I didn't see Glenn Foster. I don't know if they were holding him out. There were several players out. Steve Hull didn't play. Shuposani was on the sideline. Working out his repaired Achilles. Zach Becker was on the sideline working on his foot. They also held out A.J. Jenkins and Darius Malines. So there were several of walk-on wide receivers getting some reps. Probably, if I were to say who stuck out this morning, I watched mostly offense, and there were three things. I think I put this in a tweet. Bud Golden is faster than I remember. I don't want to say fast, but just quick, like dart, like quick in and out of his cuts. He caught a couple swing passes and turned it up inside the linebacker and was kind of eye-popping. Fred Sykes looked pretty buff, like he's been spent the whole offseason in the gym. He looked really pretty good out there. And then Jake Kumrow, I'll have to learn how to say that. He's a walk-on wide receiver. His dad played for Ohio State. He's tall, good hands. He looked pretty good out there. So I think he might find some time. I guess he redshirted last year, so he'd be a freshman this year. I think he might find the field. So that's thoughts. One practice down. Rest of spring to go. Go Illini.